Thank you, Chair. I was compelled to react once more to the statement of the Palestinian Authority. Israel recognizes very well the serious humanitarian problems caused by explosive remnants of war. More than 10,000 missiles and rockets have been fired at Israel from terrorist groups in Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria since October 7th. Only today, during searches conducted by the Underwater Missions Unit of the Israeli Navy, a large number of weapons used by the Hamas terrorist organization in their attempts to raid Israeli territory on October 7th were found. Among the weapons were explosive belts, IEDs, ammunition, and much more. Another very relevant reality is the fact that Hamas ISIS terrorist makes extensive use of hospitals, medical institutions, and ambulances for military purposes, while the IDF troops try to provide hospitals with much needed fuel. IDF fighters located Hamas terrorist infrastructure deliberately located inside civilian structures such as Al-Quds University and a central mosque in Gaza, Abu Bakr, where the forces exposed a large explosive zone with incendiary materials and many IEDs. I remain shocked at the fact that so many representatives of countries as well as organizations refuse to recognize the horrific attack that claimed the lives of so many Israelis, as well as foreign citizens from the US, Europe, and many other countries in the world. 239 hostages were taken by Hamas ISIS terrorists, including infants, the elderly, wounded people, and persons with disabilities. We call on their immediate release. The systematic and deliberate use by Hamas ISIS of civilians as human shields, as well as the extensive use of civilian infrastructure as a hiding place of weapons and missiles, will lead to grave challenges when the war ends and should be condemned by all. Israel will not tolerate living next to this terrorist entity whose goal is to annihilate Israel and whoever opposes them, including their own civilian population. I thank you, Chair.